It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of the dispensation of eternity, we've been looking at the city of Jerusalem. Now, this is the new Jerusalem that came down from God. Now, let me remind you that the new Jerusalem will not and is not heaven. The new Jerusalem will come down upon the earth, 1,500 miles north, east, south, and west, up and down, 1,500 miles square, and it's huge. But we've also seen that there's not going to be a need for the moon or the sun at the city or around the city, because Jesus Christ is the light thereof, the Lamb. The sun and the moon are not needed in God's glory, and the Lamb provide light for the city, according to Revelation 21, verse 23. Now, the verse does not say there is no sun or moon for the rest of the earth. The Bible says there will be a new heaven and a new earth. That's not talking about God's heaven. That's speaking about the heaven above us, not God's abode. Heaven will not be destroyed. That is God's abode. Well, in the New Jerusalem and on the earth during eternity, there is no sin. No sin anywhere. And that's hard to believe, because there will be men and women, boys and girls, living on the new earth. Now, this is something that I've mentioned before, that some people are afraid to teach this because there are cults that teach about human beings, and they teach it just differently than what the Word of God says. The Word of God is true. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. That means that we do not look to ourselves as a man or a woman. We do not look to ourselves for the answers. We look into the Word of God. And we find the answer to everything that is necessary for our life in the Word of God, and we find what's necessary to go to heaven and to stay out of hell. We also notice and we read how that things will be in the future. And the future is eternity future. This is yet to happen. Well, no sin in eternity anywhere. The Bible answers this. And we read in Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 13, thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and cast not look on iniquity. This is speaking of God. God cannot look upon sin, upon iniquity. Revelation 22, 3 says, and there shall be no more curse. No curse in eternity. That means no one will die. People will live forever. Now, don't ask me to explain how that the earth will contain everyone that is born in this world, the world to come. I do not know how that's going to happen. I simply know that God is the one who is taking care of all of that. He is in charge, and whatever he wants, he's going to do. And I've said so often, he's never taken by surprise. He's always had a plan. Romans 8:22 says, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Well, that's speaking, Paul speaking there of his present time, that all creation was groaneth, and all the, we also know that there's things that come into our lives and causes us problems. Romans 8:23 says, not only they, and that's everything, says everything groaneth, according to Paul in 8:22. Not only speaking of Paul's day, it's speaking of our day. Romans 8:23 goes on to say, not only they, and that's everything, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Well, we say, how long, O Lord? When are you coming for us? When is this going to end? And when are you going to take us to be with you? Well, that's been on safe people's minds and hearts forever, since man has trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. I believe that's been on the heart and mind of people who are waiting for the Lord, especially now during this age that we live in, this time that we live, called the church dispensation. We're waiting. And as we wait, The Bible says we're to wait patiently, but you know, that's not as easy as it sounds, is it? We want to see the Lord right now. Lord Jesus, even so, come now. Well, Revelation 22 or 21 verses 25 and 26 says, and it talks about the city, the New Jerusalem. I remind you again that New Jerusalem is not heaven. Some people, I've heard it taught by individuals and preachers who say that the New Jerusalem is heaven. That's not true. The Bible says that New Jerusalem comes down out of heaven. Well, Revelation 21, verses 25 and 26, and says and talks about the gates of the New Jerusalem shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. Well, we've talked about that. There's no need to shut the gates for protection, and there is no need to shut the gates because there is no night. That's because the Son of God is there, and God is there supplying the light. No need to shut the gates. There is no sin present on the earth. Only the bright illumination of the glory of God will be forever shining. As a reminder that Christ is the light of the world. Now the words night and day are used here, I believe, to remind us here of a literal 24-hour period, as is found in the Genesis account of creation. However, since no one will be hindered by time in eternity future, it will always be daylight in the New Jerusalem. And here again, we are reminded that there will be human beings in the flesh living on the earth in eternity future. Verse 26 of Revelation 21 says, "And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it." That is in to the New Jerusalem. Revelation 21, verse 27 says, "And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." Well, this verse only makes sense. There will not be anything or anybody that defiles. There will not be anything or anybody that does any abominable works. Liars, no sin, will be present in eternity. Abominable works, liars. This last verse of chapter 21, that's verse 27, does not imply that there will be sin on the new earth to endanger the city, but to show that the city and the earth will never be contaminated by evil of any kind ever again. I personally believe that it's going to go back as it was before Adam sinned in the garden. I believe the earth is going to bring forth everything that man has ever needed. Man is going to be placed in charge once again. And this time, during this dispensation, that dispensation of eternity future, that is the time when man's not going to mess up. All through the other the dispensations that we've studied, we've seen how that man has really messed up in every dispensation. But during eternity future, man will not mess up because everyone's going to be saved. Everyone's going to be, and I believe once again, it's going to go back as it was before the fall of man in the garden. Well, how will there not be sin on the new earth? Well, the explanation as to how everybody, every human being who is present in eternity can be in eternity in a sinless body, I believe it's because as God says, former things are passed away in eternity future. Revelation 21 and verse 4, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." Now, whose eyes is this going to be taken from? Let's read it again. "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." This is speaking of mankind. No more tears. "And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Now, Revelation 21:3 goes on to say, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God." Whose God? men's God, men and women, a man's God, human beings present in eternity. Now, this may be hard for you to realize and understand, but get into the book. Get into the Word of God, and you're going to discover things that you've never seen before once you get into the Word and you start studying the Word of God. We see that man will not sin in eternity. All things are going to be new in eternity future. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 5, it says, "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me," John said, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." This is John giving us an account as to what God said. He said to write. And all people will be saved, as I've said, in eternity future. All nations. This is others besides Israel. And the kings of those nations are saved according to Revelation chapter 21 and verse 24. It says, "And the nations of them," and that's people, "which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it." That means there's going to be people living outside of the New Jerusalem on this earth. Now, Revelation chapter 21 and verse 25, and we've read this, and it says, "The gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it." They're going to come. The nations will come to the city. Well, who are they in verse 26, speaking of, that we've read about? "There shall be no night there." In verse 26 says, "And they shall bring the glory of honor and honor of the nations into it." Who are the those in verse 26? They are the kings and nations, others besides Israel. And here again, we are reminded that there will be human beings in the flesh living on the earth in eternity future. You see, only those in the Lamb's Book of Life will be in eternity future. Revelation 21, verse 27 says, "And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." You say, well, I thought that was only going to be in the church age where people are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Well, once again, get in the Word of God, and you'll find that the Lamb has always been the Savior, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He is the one who has saved throughout man's existence upon this earth. In the Garden of Eden, God supplied the coats of skin. That means that animals were slain. Blood was shed. And this is an indication of the coming Lord who would take away the sin of the world. And this means that everyone who would call upon his name and trust him to receive him as Lord and Savior, everyone would be saved who would ask him, "Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior." The book of Revelation tells us that he stands at the door and knocks. He's knocking at the heart's door, wanting to come into each one in this world right now. And the past, present, and future, during the tribulation period, he will do the same thing. He offers salvation through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust him today. Ask him to come into your heart, and he'll save you right now if you'll trust him.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.